Hello and welcome to The Family Show. I'm your host, Eleanor Rossman, and joining me this week and every week are Brenda and Randy Lee. Brenda's tied up again.
She is, unfortunately.
So she's here in spirit, right?
Well, in my heart, right? So
anyway, you ran into Andrew Ossolowski.
None other than. So Brenda and I had the opportunity to hang out with Andrew Ossolowski over the weekend, which, if you move in Irish step dancing circles in central Pennsylvania, you would recognize that Andrew is a very talented dancer, danced as part of the company Rebel Heart, right? And Andrew is in a really intriguing point in his life right now. As I mentioned, up until COVID, Andrew had been heavily invested in Irish step dancing. COVID hits, everything shuts down, and Andrew takes time to reflect, and he's like, I think God is calling me to redefine my art, right? Hmm. I think he wants me to step away from Irish step dancing.
Step away.
And then small. Good, you caught that. And start vocal training and studying sacred music on the organ, right?
Hmm.
Now, for me, a guy who's done pretty much the same thing every day for the last 41 years, this, you know, redefining one's art is a pretty foreign concept.
Okay.
You know, I'm being called to redefine my art, something very central to my identity. I was uniquely this, but now I'm going to become uniquely that because that's what God wants me to do. Now, foreign to me. I know in Ecclesiastes, and for those of you who are into the Byrd 60s music, you know, turn.
Right.
You get that, a time to every purpose under heaven,
mm-hmm.
right? Things in our lives have times, periods, places, right? And some things seemingly last forever, but then again, some things don't.
Right.
Right. In the hands of the potter, the clay can be made new, can be reformed, revitalized. I don't know, right? To me, again, it's kind of crazy that you would look at...
Like change lanes
exactly,
at that point
radically
in life. Yeah.
Redefine. You get it, change cars even.
Yeah, it
right?
doesn't seem... Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it's straight. But anyway, none of that has anything to do with what Andrew and I were primarily talking about. But I just thought it was kind of interesting. But anyway, what we're primarily talking about, which was, as Andrew put it, that God is already in tomorrow.
Yes.
God is already in tomorrow. God is waiting for you in tomorrow, mm-hmm. right? And until Andrew said that, I mean, obviously, Eleanor, you had picked up that already, but it's a foreign concept to me. And before Andrew said that, I think I assumed that the way that life worked was we enter tomorrow on our own, and if things get bad enough, God shows up and he rescues us from the day.
Okay.
Right? But if Andrew is right, God, you know, living outside of time, is always with us today, right? Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. the Emmanuel thing, God with us. But even as he is with us today, he's already gone ahead into tomorrow to make sure tomorrow is ready when we arrive in it,
mm-hmm.
right? John 14, Jesus says twice, I go to prepare a place for you. And I always think that place must be heaven, right? Jesus is off building my heaven house. Jesus is getting my new body ready. Jesus is paving the street in front of my new house with gold, right? But what if the place God is preparing for me is tomorrow, right? Jesus actually tells us that place he's preparing for us is him.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus says, when I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you not to that place, I will take you to myself.
Yeah.
Right? That where I am, you may also be. Jesus is saying, my plan is that I will come to you and carry you into that new day. And whatever happens in that new day, we will be one. right? We will be one in that new day,
mm-hmm.
right? When Brenda and I got married, one of the most dramatic changes in my life was I was suddenly living with this person who got up at 5 a.m. every day.
Oh, goodness,
right?
Yeah.
And of course, if I ever see 5 a.m., it is a profound mistake, right? If my alarm goes off even before 7, my alarm is taking its life into its own hands, right? So Brenda would get up at 5 a.m., and there would be all these things that she wanted to do in her day. But because we were just married, she would want to do them with me.
Oh, boy.
Right? So she wants to go to Mass, but she can't because she wants to go with me, right? She wants to eat breakfast, but she can't because she wants to go with me, right? She wants to run. She wants to do a rosary. But all these things required me to be awake, right? So now just to be clear, Brenda was certainly able to occupy herself quite well till I woke up.
Right.
That's not the point. But still, there was this element
mm-hmm.
of waiting.
Yeah.
Right? And finally, I would wake up. Brenda would make her presence known, right? And my first thought of the day would be, there is someone who loves me waiting for me in this day.
Yeah.
Right? Someone who loves me has already been preparing this day for me.
Yeah.
Right? And guess what? That makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, it does.
Makes all the difference in how you see your day.
Yeah.
Right? Same chapter, Jesus says twice, "Let not your hearts be troubled." And then right after that, Jesus says, "Neither let them be afraid." And the operative word is let,
mm-hmm.
right? We have to let our hearts be troubled. We have to let them be afraid, right?
We have to allow it, and others would
say.
That's
exactly right. It's, okay. It's an action
yeah.
on our part, right?
Yes.
It's a choice,
mm-hmm.
right? And I know for those people out there who are listening who are rational, right, they're probably thinking, Randy, you're nuts, right? I don't need to let anything. If you could see my life, you would know that there's all this stuff in my life, and with all that stuff in my life is going to be trouble,
mm-hmm.
right? What's Jesus say in response to that, right? If you loved me, if you embraced me, if you dwelt in me, right? All the John 14
yeah.
stuff. If you did all that stuff,
yeah.
you would have rejoiced,
yeah.
right? Joy is a noun, grammatical lesson, right? Joy is a mm-hmm. noun. It's a thing. But that thing that joy is a consequence of an action,
yeah.
right? People who have joy are people who first rejoice in being loved,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Two ways we can process our lives. We can look at our circumstances and assume how much we are loved and how present God is from those circumstances, right? Such as, you know, what I mean by that is, if it's a good day, God loves me a lot,
mm-hmm.
right? If it's a bad day,
He's not really loving me too
not
much.
Not so much, right?
Not so much.
Not a good day for our relationship, right? The alternative to that, though, is we can begin by trusting in His total love for us,
yeah,
right? And that love, and then let that love envelop us through those circumstances,
yeah,
right? So we look at that love and we say, my God loves me wildly. My God loves me passionately. And whatever my circumstances are today, they don't mean that He loves me any less.
Right.
Right. He is loving me with that wild, passionate love through these circumstances. Right. Martha Bethany, right? When Lazarus dies, Jesus is off someplace, right? He finally shows up. Martha's livid, storms out to meet Jesus. What'd she say?
If you would have been here, this wouldn't have happened.
Exactly. If you had been here, my brother would not have died. What's she saying? You left me alone.
Yeah.
You left me alone. You don't love me. How do I know you don't love me? Because my brother is dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? And how does Jesus respond? Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Mm-hmm. Whosoever believes in me, whosoever dwells in me, will never die, but will have eternal life.
And let me show you.
Exactly. Let me show you. And that's exactly, Martha, you are my everything.
Yeah.
You are my everything, and I am your everything. I do not ever leave you alone.
Right.
Right. And here's, like you said, and let me show you, if you allow us to be everything to one another, I will do things with your life beyond your wildest imagination.
Mm.
Right?
What a wonderful, beautiful thought there.
Right? Let me define your day.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That takes some, I don't want to say work, but sometimes we get into these sort of mental habits of negativity. Just because we're not trusting, really. Because if we believe that Jesus is always here, always present, always loves us, we're not going to go down that dark road.
Eleanor, I'm good with that word you used, work, right? It takes work. Trust is a verb, to trust.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta invest energy in it, right? Because Satan is busy. He knows what buttons to push.
Constantly.
Right? Mm-hmm. And you got to be constantly in a battle over what is in your mind. We want to look at our circumstances and say that defines our relationship with God, mm-hmm. right? That's what Satan is whispering, right? If you're not having a good day, God leaves you alone. God doesn't love you. And we got to say, that is not where my mind is going. Where my mind is going is I know he loves me and he is going to do unimaginable things with what I'm seeing around me.
All right, hang on to that because we got to take a break. But we'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to The Family Show with Brendan Randy Lee, and we'll be right back. Back with The Family Show with Brendan and Randy Lee, and we're talking about trust and how do we put the work into learning how to trust God in everything.
Yeah, how much work it actually is, Eleanor, as you pointed out, that you're exactly right. And so let me give you an example, right? Brendan and I were out to dinner the other night with Nelson and Elaine Martin, right? Their parents, by the way, some point we all need to get to dinner. We keep saying that. I can't help that because I don't schedule things. I don't know things.
Well,
but anyway,
now that this is recorded, you're going to have to follow.
That's right. At least it's on record, right?
Okay.
But anyway, so we're out to dinner with Nelson and Elaine Martin, and they are parents of and musicians in the Celtic Martins band, right? Very talented group. They travel all around. They play festivals all over the country, right? And I think we've talked about this before. Elaine is in this battle with this relentless, aggressive form of cancer, right?
Oh.
And the cancer is in Elaine, but obviously the attack goes to the whole family, right? So we're out with Nelson and Elaine. We're talking about how incomprehensible this all is, right? The food comes, and Nelson's like, shall we pray? Well, why not?
Mm-hmm.
It's what you do when you're Christian, right? So anyway, we all defer to Nelson, and he leads us with prayer, opens the prayer with thank you for everything you have given us so freely.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Nelson, buddy.
Do you know what you're saying?
Exactly. You took the words out of it. Do you know what you just said? Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything you have given us so freely, right? At best, we should be back at Job and the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, right?
Right.
Right. Buddy, your wife has cancer and you're buying into, I came that you might have life and have it abundantly, right? Thank you for everything, right? It's such a profound moment, right? What are you going to do with it, right? And it really goes to, where is your foundation going to be? What do you build on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I don't want this. I don't understand this, right? How can this possibly make sense? Like, Lord, at best, this is all gray to me. But where I'm seeing light in the gray, what's got to be my constant, my starting point to try and understand, you know, or even go forward, is that you love me and you are always with me. So whatever this means, right, whatever this means, that can't change. My understanding of your love cannot change.
Right.
Right. The Lord I thanked yesterday is going to be the Lord I thank today, and I hope the Lord I continue to thank tomorrow.
You know, we're the ones that are so volatile. I mean, we're the ones that up and down and all around, God's love never changes.
Yes. Yeah. Right. And to go back to, Eleanor, your magic word for the day, work, right?
Oh, I forgot already, but go ahead.
And I didn't know this, but Father Mike Schmitz pointed this out the other day. Both the words courage and discourage come from the Latin word for heart, right? In French, it's cœur or mm-hmm. courage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to discourage is to remove heart, and to encourage is to revitalize heart.
Oh, interesting.
Right? And intriguingly, you look at every Eucharistic miracle in the history of the church, right?
Yeah.
So what the body actually does manifest itself as body, right? I mean, that's a Eucharistic miracle.
Yeah.
And those happen, and they record them, and they investigate them, right? Every single Eucharistic miracle, when the Eucharist turns to human tissue, it's always the same tissue.
Mm-hmm.
It's always heart muscle tissue, the tissue that powers the heart.
Yeah, it is.
Right? When Jesus says, I will give you my heart, it's not just romantic, poetic wordplay,
right?
It is a physiological reality. If you will dwell in me and allow me to dwell in you, I will give you my heart to revitalize your heart.
Yeah.
Right? Interesting fact about St. Peter, right? And St. Peter was not Jesus's rock because Peter was infallible, right? Far from it.
Right.
Right. Peter was missing the point all the time, and that continued his whole life. Post-resurrection, he's still missing the point, right? Peter was Jesus's rock because Peter was undeterrable, right? No matter what, Peter always came back to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you talk about a great time to bail and go home. Jesus says to Peter, get behind me, Satan,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
If I'm Peter, Jesus says that to me. If I'm Peter, I'm like, who does he think he is calling me Satan mm-hmm. when all I wanted to do was keep him alive, right? This Jesus, right? Not even Jesus. This Jesus, right?
Yes.
May not remember, but I had a home and I had boats and a career and a family. Now he's got me a homeless guy roaming around sleeping on the ground. I don't need this, right? I don't deserve this. I don't deserve to be treated like this. I'm out of here. I'm going home, right? But Peter doesn't say any of that.
Mm-hmm.
What Peter says, Jesus, you are my home,
mm-hmm.
right? I dwell in you, you dwell in me. You have the words of eternal life.
Yeah.
Right? Get behind me, Satan. And what does Peter do? He gets back behind Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He stops trying to lead Jesus, and he starts following again.
Yeah, because remember, the word that the operative word in what you just explained and described is that Peter said, I. You know, when so much of our trouble is when we, I think, when we're always doing our own will and not God's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and well, that's exactly, and, you know, the importance of, you follow light, right? You're in the gray, you follow light, because the light's probably something good, right? Even when we can't understand where we're going or why.
Which happens,
that's precisely the time.
Right.
And that's what Peter does, right? Even when he can't understand where he and Jesus are going or why they have to go there, he gets back behind Jesus and follows the light.
And, you know, it's often preceded by a feeling of fear. We're afraid. We think, you know, it's like that same thing of, you know, when Peter walked on the water, the minute he started to look back at himself, he sunk.
That's fear. I'm sorry. Courage, going back to that word, courage, heart. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is the revitalization of heart. Courage is the transcendence, the triumph over fear.
Triumph over.
Right?
The difference.
It's getting out of the boat even and going to Jesus even when it doesn't make sense, even when it looks scary, even when the waves are big.
And it reminds me of what you said in the beginning about Andrew Ossolowski, you know, saying, I've been doing this my whole life, and I believe that the Lord is calling me to something completely different.
And even if I don't understand that, even if that new thing is different or the letting go of the old thing is difficult, it's trusting.
It's the trust is the key.
That this invitation is an invitation made out of love, right? As I mentioned, Elaine's got cancer, and when you have cancer, energy is a scarce commodity.
Mm-hmm.
So Elaine says to me, praising him brings us power. And I'm like, where is the math in that one, right? You expend energy, you have less energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But to praise him, to love him, to dwell with him is to put yourself back onto the vine. And what happens when you put yourself back on the vine?
You're revitalized.
That's right. You revitalize. You gain power.
Yeah.
You know, you brought us back a minute ago, Eleanor, to Andrew Ossolowski and what Andrew Ossolowski said. The other thing that he said that we talked about, Jesus waiting for us in the new day. Rich Mullins had a song, right, Where You Are. And it starts out talking Daniel in the den of a lion, talking Jonah in the belly of the whale, talking three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace, right? And if you think about it, if Daniel is alone with the lions, even for an instant, he's lunch, right? Dead meat is the expression.
Yes. Goes,
right? If Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are in the furnace alone, even for a second.
Crisp.
They're crisp. That's exactly right.
Toast.
That's perfect, right? The only way any of these stories work is if God goes in first.
You know, it's a thing. He's saying to us, I've got this. I've got you.
Yeah.
You know?
Not only, I've got this, but Eleanor, when you said, I've got you.
Yeah.
Right? He's in that furnace. He's waiting. He's preparing. He's waiting for us to join him where he already is.
Yeah, we don't know tomorrow, but God already does. He's there waiting for us.
Right? This is coming, but my love is already with you there.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
And that's what we got to trust. That's what we got to work toward. That's the picture, right? St. Faustina. God said, you know what? The words aren't enough. You got to have it in a picture, right?
Yeah.
I'm coming towards you. My arms are open. I'm drawing you into my heart. Come dwell in it, right?
Yeah.
My love is already with you wherever we need to go.
And if you don't feel like it, you say it anyway.
That's right. Because that's what courage is.
It is.
Courage is not the absence of fear. It is the transcendence of fear.
Amen to that.
Get out of the boat.
Get out of the boat. Wow. We're out of time.
We are.
But we invite you to join us every Friday at 12:30 on AM 720 for The Family Show.
And keep us in your prayers.
For Brenda and Randy Lee, I'm Eleanor Rossman, and we leave you with the beautiful sound of Seasons.